In the new Congress, Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota was poised to become the first African-born member to serve on the Africa Subcommittee of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a committee she served on during her previous two terms in office. Instead, Republicans voted Thursday to remove her from the committee. Republican Michael Guest of Mississippi kicked off the debate on the House floor.
Following the roadmap previously approved by the Democrat-controlled 117th Congress, we are here today to debate and to consider House Resolution 76, a resolution to remove Representative Omar from serving on the Committee on Foreign Affairs.
Omar, who was one of three Muslim members of Congress, spoke in her own defense.
Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy? Or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected, because when you push power, power pushes back.
Just last week, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California removed two California Democrats from the House Intelligence Committee, an action he could take on his own because that is a select committee. The resolution to remove Omar from Foreign Affairs was introduced by first-term Republican Max Miller of Ohio, who said he acted in conjunction with the Speaker. McCarthy spoke to reporters after the vote.
We're not removing her from other committees. We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there. But this is what the clear. This, if it was tit for tat, we would have picked people, took them off all committees and said nothing about it. We don't believe in that.
The Republicans say they acted because of allegedly anti-Semitic remarks Omar has made, especially back in 2019, including criticism of the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC. But Democrats were united in blasting the Republican move.
This type of poisonous, toxic, double standard is going to complicate the relationship moving forward between House Democrats and House Republicans.
Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York is the House Minority Leader. He spoke to reporters shortly before the vote, saying Democrats were quick to condemn anti-Semitism and that Omar had apologized years ago for using offensive tropes.
What's going to take place on the floor today is not a public policy debate. It's not about accountability. It's about political revenge. That is what it's about.
Democrats say the Republican move is political payback for Democrats removing Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona from committees. That came after Greene's social media posts promoting the assassination of then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, and Gosar's anime video portraying the beheading of Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. In floor debate, Ocasio-Cortez said those Republicans were rewarded with committee assignments after their violent threats.
Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America.
Democrat Cori Bush of Missouri blasted the resolution as despicable white supremacy, adding that it's Omar that's been attacked.
Rather than bring an actual accountability, any accountability to Congress, they bring this offensive resolution to the floor. This is just a bunch of racist gaslighting. We all know it. Vote no.
California Democrat Barbara Lee of Oakland issued a statement saying, in part, that Republicans should, in her words, focus more on how they justify allowing compulsive liars and conspiracy theorists to hold committee assignments, rather than stripping effective members of theirs. But in the end, the resolution passed on a party-line vote of 278-211, with Republican Dave Joyce of Ohio voting present. The few Republicans who had opposed the removal ended up voting with the majority. It's a political victory for Speaker McCarthy, but one that may have political costs. As for the effect on Omar herself, Democratic leader Jeffries says he'll appoint her to the Budget Committee. Omar does not think this is the end, as she said before the final vote.
And my leadership and voice will not be diminished. if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been. So take your vote or not, I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world. I yield back.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.